Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I had a wonderful time, by the way, this weekend. I had a chance to go to Jack and Shelley Hollis's gathering with all their leaders coming in, and Mariana.
Yes.
He's a pastor of Mariana.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I love him and Shelley to death. And I got a chance to be able to hear, and he's hearing the same thing. He's hearing the same thing that we're hearing from the Lord about it's not about a revival. It's not about an outpouring. You know, our semantics are important. You know, when I say an outpouring, I'm not talking about a gush of movement of God. I'm talking about, you know, a DNA change. And the charismatic movement, as, you know, Charles Simpson said, was birthed in homes of people praying and going after God and getting the sin out of their lives and their homes. And in that, it birthed this powerful DNA change of the church and it impacted the world. Mm-hmm. And that's coming again by God's grace. If we continue to go after him and continue to abide with him and quit trying to clean up the building up the street and clean up the building us individually, the building of God, and get the idols out of our temple, and begin to pray and seek him and abide with him, we're going to see the most awesome movement, the most awesome transformation, a third great awakening, if you would, you know, of America. Because the key and the answer, as we always say, is the church. You know, it is definitely the church. And the world just benefits from a church that walks rightly before God.
That's right.
You know, I mean, obviously not perfectly, but just walks, you know, just humility is highly underrated. You know, humility is not a doormat. It's just totally dependent on God and respect for other people, you know, and just saying, you know what, if God doesn't, it won't. You know, this is what I want to do, but if it's not in God's will, it's totally okay with me. That I'm just dependent on God to do this. And since I'm dependent on him to do this, then I'm going to abide with him. I'm going to read his word. I'm going to pray. I'm going to hang out with like-minded people who are humbly dependent on God to bring to pass whatever.
That's right.
And look at Joseph's life. I mean, Joseph, you know, a very humble man. And, you know, with that, I mean, look what happened. I mean, you know, a horrific journey, but an awesome outcome that that saved an entire nation, but took that process. You know, it was all in God's will. You know, what men meant for evil, and they you know, there's men that mean things for evil. Even though they mean it for evil, God's going to work it out for good. We talked that Friday. He's made a covenant with us. He's made a covenant with us that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.